Welcome to the March 18th, 2020
Kung Flu Apocalypse
edition of the Jason Gilman Microblog. Well, as you know, yesterday Dana Nessel basically warned Menards they are going to be looked at for price gouging because they're selling bleach at a few pennies higher than they were the day before. This is ridiculous stuff. It's happening. This is all happening. Too many are quiet. The Constitution doesn't exactly say this document can be put on hold in times of crisis. You know, the Constitution was to protect us from government overreach. Our founders expected us to be responsible. They expected us to live our lives in a way that harbors good intent, goodwill, and have an expectation we'll eventually be judged for our actions. But they sure as hell didn't add the words, as long as things are going well. So right now, instead of being the great American experiment that we are, we're following China's lead. Dictatorial nonsense. Just great. I want to touch also on the insanity of the executive orders with regard to shuttering our economy through our restaurant industry. I don't think our governor had thought this through very well. You know, closing the restaurants by gubernatorial edict. I mean, this is dictatorial stuff. The restaurant fixes can be done, and they can be done privately. And here are a few suggestions, because I hate to just complain and not offer some suggestions. But there are things. For example, the bathrooms. They could have push-open swinging doors so that you don't have to touch them with your hands, touch a doorknob or a handle or anything. You can turn off all those insipid air dryers that blow crap from the floor back into your face. Use paper and have trash cans that are sufficient to hold the paper waste. At the cash register, Purell stations. You know, use credit card insertion devices. The waiters and waitresses can carry those to your table if necessary. UV light sanitation for cash. That stuff kills viruses, and it kills it fast. Just light. Simple. They could sanitize tabletops and chair backs a little better than just using the same rag they've been using all day long. And they can space tables further apart. It might even make for a nicer dining experience. In fact, I know it would. For crying out loud, the restaurants could simply push chicken soup for all that matters. The point is, they can do things by themselves, voluntarily, without dictatorial government shoving, basically shuttering them, closing their doors, putting the chains on their doors. You know, all of this is possible. Hell, we even have fever detectors. I sell those. Point is, and I'm going to leave you with this. This is it. From the American Institute for Economic Research, every government action which reduces liberty from any starting point generates net costs. Whether put forth under calamitous or idyllic circumstances, freedom is not a fair weather proposition. We love it and we defend it because it works in normal times or crisis times. The quick decision among most countries to deploy their military, force the lockdown of communities, pressure firms to withhold their services, and paralyze individual movement reveals precisely what we suspected but did not fully know about our ruling classes. Our liberties are expendable when they say they are. Have a good rest of the day. Make your phone calls if you have to. And let's see if we can put the kibosh on this tyranny, essentially. This is not a soft tyranny. This is straight up full-blown tyranny. God bless.